Hello and welcome again to Espacito, the Espagenesis podcast. I am Tom, I am the DM for this game, and thank you for joining us. Quick intro today, not really much to update you on, other than we finished recording season one the other day. Really excited by how it ended. It was really fun. It kind of went off the rails a bit, didn't really do what we expected whatsoever, but that's kind of what happens with this party, because my god, and I was saying this to some of the guys, Ozan and Pax have been the two hardest characters I have ever DM'd for. They've been an absolute nightmare and I've loved every second of it. Just some god-awful decisions. Anyway, we're going to plow on. We're getting really to the end of Season 1 now. And in Season 2, we're going to be taking things on with a bit of a different story, different characters, but in the same universe. So the events of Season 1 are definitely going to have knock-ons to Season 2, and they're going to shape that, and hopefully we'll keep building this amazing world on top of what the Espagenesis team, Rich and Alligator Alley, have all put together. So big thanks to them. Thank you all again for listening. As usual, please do share the podcast around, tell people about it, give us some likes on Facebook, and subscribe on all the different podcast apps. I think there's dozens. I really don't know. I'm not up on this. But that is about it, and with that, I will kind of just send you on your way into the Merry Black, and I hope you enjoy this as much as we do recording it. Thanks again. On the Luciola, you are floating not far from the planet Earth after taking off from the military base based in Nairobi there and securing a few useful allies potentially in the upcoming battle. You have,
and actually, that was probably the hardest thing we've had to do, is make people our allies and then keep them as our allies.
Well, you've done the first bit. You've definitely not done the second bit yet. You managed to make a relatively good impression with the Infinity Corps, despite everything, despite Pax's absolute best efforts to ruin that. You managed to make a poor impression with the Warden of Baltrine Hold, yet you managed to leverage the authority that you'd got through the Infinity Corps into convincing him that he had to help you. And he gave you access to the architect of the Shattered Tower to give you information on how you may do the best you can in the battle against it. And now you also managed to leverage some additional funds from a small town shady bank on a backwater planet, which you then put towards fixing up the Luciola slightly, making some upgrades there. So now you are again flying just outside of orbit of the planet Earth after leaving Nairobi. You have a good idea, based on your readouts, where the Shattered Tower will be. You've pointed the sensor equipment from the Infinity Corps towards the Lorenjar system, and based on the information from Rosetchi Naru, the architect, you get the feeling that you have managed to narrow down where that ship will be. And that's where we left off. That is where you are currently, floating in the void.
So just a reminder of what he said as well about sneaking up. We probably want to go in. There's a mid-deck docking port. If we can sneak in, that'd be great. But if they know we're there, it's probably best to go through the shuttle doors at the bottom. And it's got a slow turning circle.
So if we try sneaking in originally, and then if it all goes wrong, make for the shuttle doors as a backup.
So inevitably, make for the shuttle doors.
Depends on how the pilot rolls, I think.
So we need to be careful with the containment lab as well, because that's probably going to have some griblies in there. And we're trying to overload the core or destroy the engines. Those are the best ways to kill the ship.
Yeah, Rosetchi definitely outlined a few different ways you could do it. There's nothing set in stone, but it is a ship ultimately like any other. It has life support, it has engines, it has doors, it has weapons, it has shields.
Just out of curiosity, what would a breaching charge on the inside of the ship do? Damson, any thoughts?
Well, it's too big, isn't it? So, it'd probably, space everything in that region of the ship, but they'd just lock it down and then send someone to come and repair, and we'd either end up stuck in that area where it's vacuuming, or we'd, get out of there and then just be locked out of a certain part of the ship with everyone coming down on us. I think that we use the breaching charges to breach into places rather than do damage to the ship. Because once we get in there, and inevitably, once we fucking notify everyone to our presence, they are going to start locking down shit to get us hemmed in so that they can use either their defense systems or their security teams to take us to pieces.
That is a good point.
So we use the breaching charges just to cut through any bulkheads or any doors that come just get thrown up in our path. So we're not slowed down or boxed in.
Can we try and hold on to one breaching charge just in case there's something that Airbus doesn't want us to destroy so that we can just...
Yeah. I mean, I've only got three, so it depends.
I have a frag grenade.
There's only two doors.
Yeah, so we've got two doors. I mean, like you said, I'd like to use one on if we do end up getting to the engines and we can't shut it down with mechanics or computers. We just blow it the fuck up and then bounce. But yeah, again, I'd like to have a charge to make our escape, because if we do need to just fucking jet and make a hole in the vacuum of space, I'm cool with vacuum. I know you guys can't survive, but
I've got my bracelets. I'm fine.
Cool. Well, I can just bounce out into the vacuum of space and get to the Luciola, and then drive it back. I mean, I'm not very good at piloting, but I could drive it back and pick you guys up.
Second thought.
All sensible plans.
Just a wild suggestion. We could keep the ship and become a superpower in our own right.
I mean, based on past experience, how well do you think that'll go for us?
Poorly.
I mean, we've notified two major military powers of the presence of the ship. At least one of them's probably on their way. We're going to do huge damage to the ship in trying to take it. And there's going to be, at best, all four of us left.
I'm just saying.
You make a good point, though. The ship would be a good addition to the Promethean effort.
Well, no, then we should destroy it.
What?
I think if we are going to take the Shattered Tower, we find out a way of building it into the Luciola.
Yeah.
That's the only way I find it acceptable.
Just, weld them together.
Yeah, just one horrible, bastardized super ship.
But we still just use the Luciola, so it's just the Luciola going really slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the Luciola dragging it along behind it.
Yeah. All right, I'm on board with that. Let's go. What are we doing now?
Stealing the Shattered Tower? I think we're stealing the Shattered Tower.
Yeah, but I mean, literally, how are we getting there? What are we doing?
Yeah, to be fair, that's one thing I was thinking about, because, Pax is going to have to pilot the ship, but then put it on park somehow while we get to...
So we'll park it, right? And then... Maybe leave.
But then the ship's just a sitting duck. And, if they do discover us in the meantime, all they've got to do is blow up the ship, blow up the Luciola. They kill Seelix and Prim, and then we've got no ride out of there, and then we're basically marooned on this fucking Shattered Tower that we're
blowing
up.
Presumably they have loads of ships, they've got a hangar there, so they'll have loads of ships we can just steal.
Yeah, but, Prim and Seelix will still be dead.
They can come with us.
Are you having this conversation with Prim and Seelix in the room?
I mean, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that we're just going to land the ship in their ship.
Stealthily. We're going to stealthily land our ship in their ship. Their heavily armed super tanker thing.
No, but remember, we're trying to sneak in and dock with a docking bay on the middle decks where it's harder to see for some reason. Or if we are seen, we're going to go in. So either way, our ship's attached to their ship. Like, they can't destroy it without damaging themselves.
Fair enough. And I suppose we can have Prim and Seelix manning the guns on the Luciola.
It's not completely defenseless. And we're only expecting about 20 people inside the ship.
Yeah, 20 well-trained elite bastards, though.
How do we sneak up on it?
I mean, it's in an asteroid field, isn't it? Or is it...
No, I don't think so.
...out in the middle of space? Well, we've got that cloaking device, haven't we, on the ship now?
We have, but it's limited in how long it works for.
Yeah, I guess what we've got to do is drop out of light speed. Is it light speed we use? Faster than light, FTL?
No, it's not really an FTL drive that you have. It's just sublight.
All right. So we need to drop out of sublight or whatever. Stop.
That's not a thing.
Just outside of sensor range. And then I guess...
Or what we could do is, if it's sublight speed, and there's still... It's not a case of, like, we drop out of, like, some little pocket dimension where we're going really fast and just come to a complete stop. So we go sublight, but then we just kill the engines, like kill all systems, just apart from like the cloaking device, and just cruise in really close, so we don't get picked up on their scanners or anything like that. And you know, we haven't got any like noise or visibility with the cloaking device on. We get really, really close, and then jump in and make the dock.
If we can aim ourselves at the rear of the ship, because that was where the engines kind of blind them to us.
Yeah,
Pax. As a pilot, Pax, you'll be aware that when piloting, inertia is a huge factor in terms of calculating any runs or anything like that. And if you do line up the ship in the right direction at the right speed and kill the engines in the vacuum of space, the inertia will keep you going on a set course as long as no outside influence affects the trajectory.
Okay. And relay that to the group and suggest it's a good idea.
What the disembodied voice said.
The voice from above.
When you relay it, you don't use any of those big words.
It's like, engines cut that way.
Go.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's do that. But we don't want to do the whole Millennium Falcon hiding on an asteroid thing as well. That's always fun.
I just don't think it's needed.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like we'd have to find an asteroid field, and they'd be nowhere near it, so it would literally be us hiding from nothing.
Oh, is it not in an asteroid field?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
If we do the space equivalent of just throwing a blanket over ourselves and just tiptoeing towards the ship, I think we should be fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good plan. So I'll set a course for nearby...
Could I try and make an astrophysics check to like work out a formula, like predicting like what, like, because we spoke to we've got the blueprints for the ship, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
So could I like, and this is going to be me showing like my entire lack of maths and physics skills here, but could I like try and work out like a formula based on the volume and the mass of the ship of where its rotation would take it? Like within a certain like space that we can kind of like judge where it'd be.
100%, yeah. I mean that's going to be something which is definitely part of basic ship maneuvering. So based on what it is, how big it is, how it's built, you'll definitely be able to. Well, at least you'll definitely be able to have a go at calculating. How well this will line up. What I'll do is I'll give you a choice. You can either try and figure that out yourself, or you can try and see if you can run a simulation on one of the computers to see if it can figure it out for you.
So that would be either an astrophysics or a computer's check.
Yeah.
Let me see. I've got a plus six in astrophysics, but a plus nine in computers, so I'll go for the computers.
Okay. For the record, I wouldn't let you do that unless you were good at astrophysics in the first place. But because you know astrophysics, you'll be able to utilize your computer skill to allow the computer to try and calculate this for you.
Sweet. So I'm basically like I've come up with a theory, but I'm using the computer to model it, basically.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Exactly that.
Cool. So I'm going to use my inspiration to get an advantage on this check. And will that give Pax a bonus to his piloting?
Yes, yeah, we'll use this to help influence Pax's role. Okay.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, thank God, because your dice failed me there, John. That is a 19, 20, 20. That's a 22 for me, non-natural.
A 22, okay. So you feed that information from the simulations over to Pax to help him try and calculate how this is going to work. Pax, can you give me a what skill? Basically, I want to try, Pax, I want you to try and roll to see how well you can interpret this data, because you're the kind of pilot who does this mainly off a bit of a gut feeling most of the time. I get the idea. So it'd be interesting to see how you actually interpret it. Just roll a straight intelligence check for me.
Okay, because I've got my HUD still. Did I sell that?
Yeah, you sold it.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. The information will still help you because it gives you a good sense. I'm just trying to get an idea of how much it's going to help you and how much it's going to go straight over your head.
3. So minus 1, that's a 2.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Thanks for that, Damson. But,
okay. So, Damson, you get the idea that despite your best calculations, Pax just isn't getting this. Now, okay. What that means is you can try and let him do this on his own using the information you've given him, or you would have to sit in the cockpit for pretty much all of his piloting maneuvers at any point to try and explain this across to him, mean you couldn't help out elsewhere.
Or could I try something else?
Sure.
Could I try and use my law skill to create a set of elaborate metaphors and sort of simple speak versions?
A dummy's guide to astrophysics.
Yeah, but basically, like, you know how, like, whenever like Spock would say something on Star Trek, and then Bones would turn around and be like, "Oh, well, it's just na 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 na, of course." And then, like, I'm basically doing that to myself.
I mean, I love that, but I'm not sure if it's law.
Okay, what would that be then?
I think it might be. It's going to be something in charisma. I think
persuasion.
It's going to be something in charisma to see.
Yeah, I think persuasion makes sense, unless you want to do a performance dance of it.
Yeah, I'll allow persuasion or performance to see how well you can manipulate this information into a metaphor involving cows and a barn. And okay, getting cool. The one main bull, which is the Luciola, into the barn door when there's a tornado coming.
Surely it's more like a slingshot or catapult metaphor.
Yeah, but I like the idea of portraying Pax as a yokel. So
I'm using my expert interrogator to add half of my level to my insight, intimidate, or persuade. So
fucking skill monkeys.
Yep. So that is a 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, we're level 6 now, aren't we?
Yeah.
16. That's 16 for me then.
16. Okay. So yeah, so Pax, you kind of get what he's on about now. You understand the basic principles of what the computer box machine has churned out, and despite being a little bit confused about his wizardry, you are kind of on board with the basic principles of what Damson's tried to get across to you there.
Well, why didn't you say that the first time around?
A magic door. Why didn't you say?
Can I go find Prim and Seelix, either together or separately?
They're both sort of stood next to you while you're having this conversation, and Prim's been there looking like she wants to chime in slightly, and she looks at you as you're the first person to acknowledge her, really, Jefferson. And Prim looks at you and says, can I just ask what me and Claire will be doing throughout all this? I mean, I like the plan where we don't get, you know, the bit about the blowing up and dying. I like the bit that doesn't involve the blowing up and dying.
I mean, I was just about to ask you guys, what do you want to do? Do you want to come aboard with us? Do you want to secure the ship? Do you want to leave?
Wait, leaving was an option. I'm kidding. You big lugger. You know I'm here with you.
With me?
Oh God! Jeez, no, not like jeez.
Thanks for that. I was really worried that was happening, and I had no idea.
No.
That would have been a real surprise. I'm telling you.
Yeah, totally.
D4 would have been upset.
Celix is just sort of rolling her eyes and giggling to herself in a kind of muted way, as usual. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I'm pretty good with engines. I don't know if that'll help anything, but Celix is all that with a gun, or she could be. And Celix chimed in. I'm happy wherever. I'm happy to cover your rear, or I can stay on the turrets in the.
Oh,
for God.
Good with an engine, cover the rear. I mean, what's going on here?
Do you want me with you, or do you want me on the Luciola?
On the Luciola.
I feel like securing an escape route would be useful.
Right, you are.
If you don't want to do that, that's fine. You can come with us. That's cool too.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy on the ship. I'll cover the rear, as it were.
Okay,
so cool. Help me if you laugh at that twice.
Prim.
Uh huh.
I feel like you'd be useful with us, but also I don't really want to take you with us because
you'll almost certainly die.
Yeah, like we'd like to avoid that.
I mean, at this stage, I kind of get the feeling that I might get killed whether I come with you or not. I think the odds are kind of a little bit column A, a little bit column B.
Yep.
That's entirely fair.
So I guess like it's still kind of up to you. You can stay with the ship and help Celix defend it, or you can come with us and find ways to blow it up. Their ship, not ours.
I guess I'll come then. I've never been one for sitting around, despite all the sitting around I do.
You're very good at it.
Gee, thanks.
All right, cool. Sorry, my voice broke there. Hang on, I'll redo that for the podcast. All right, cool.
Okay, so what's
Celix, do you want to get whilst we're approaching the ship, you want to be in the other gun turret?
Yes, that seems like a sensible place for me to be.
Thumbs up. Sorry, were you going to continue there?
I don't know why I even bothered started in the first place.
I don't know either.
Celix walks down the corridor towards the other gun turret,
and I go to the first one.
And Prim, do you want to help me with the engines on the approach? Because I need someone who knows the ship.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I just want you to know that thing with Jefferson. I never, you know, I don't think of him like that at all, or even slightly favorably, really. I just don't want you to get the wrong idea.
Oh, that's that's
me and him, you know?
I mean, that's perfectly understandable. I get that completely.
I just wouldn't want you to think any less of me, you know.
Oh no,
I'm not
that's
that kind of reconstituted dust cyborg.
That's I didn't think that for a moment, Prim.
And she skips along to the engine bay quite happily. So it's kind of up to you guys what you do.
So switch a course.
Wait, what? One last thing is the stealth system. Is that a computer or is that a physical, like, analog system?
It's got a computer on it, but it is a giant machine, essentially.
So sort of administering to it and tinkering with it and making sure that it works, that would be like a mechanics check.
It would be mainly mechanics, yeah.
All right. D4, do you maybe want to head down to the...
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably going to be my thing to try and keep that going. How are your mechanics skills, Aaron?
My mechanic skills are pretty piss poor, to be honest. I've got a zero in mechanics. I don't do the blue collar stuff.
Fair enough. We've got Prim here, so
yeah. I mean, D4, if you want to sort out the cloaking machine, and I can take a look at the engines on approach.
That sounds like a good idea. I'm sure you can boost them well.
Great, we're a team. Good team.
Okay, so after is the scanner a computer system?
The scanner's a computer system.
Okay, I'll hop on the scanner then and just make sure like they don't clock us on the way in.
Cool.
Does anyone want to like googly eyes at me while I do that?
No.
No? No? Well, fine.
And on the comms, I'm like, Damson, you know, you were quite attractive as Scruffy.
Bitch, I know it. I killed the fee.
All right, let's go do a thing. Enough talking about it. Let's go and fail miserably at rolling dice.
Yeah, boy.
That's what we do best.
Punch it. And I punch it.
Okay, so I'm gonna let Pax talk us through this, as in what actually happens here.
So I literally punch the computer.
Are you misusing the word literally again?
No, literally.
No, he's not.
Oh, right, okay. I literally use my fist to punch in the coordinates.
And now we're dead in space.
I refuse to let that make something happen.
Damn. I key in the coordinates.
There's a good boy.
Very precisely.
There's a good captain.
in terms of what Damson told me, and as far as I understand it, to the rear of the Shattered Tower, maybe about how many... Did he give me specific coordinates? Calculation?
Yeah, you have coordinates based on the readouts that you got from the scanning you did based on Rosetti Naru's information.
But that'd be for the tower, not for the because we want to be a bit far out, don't we? So then,
yeah, you can extrapolate from that whatever distance you like away from that.
All right. So I'm going to punch. No, I'm going to. I'm going to precisely
to roll a mechanics check, see if you can fix the computer.
Yeah, I tap in the coordinates and then I go to sublight speed.
You're aware that most speeds are sublight.
I go to light speed. I go to normal speed.
Normal speed.
And I like to think there's like, you know, in a big truck, you know, when you honk the horn, one of those little string things. I'm going to pull that as well.
Well, it's good to see that you've got stealth at the top of your game here. We're sneaking up on it.
And we're off.
So how far out do you start to take it easy? I mean, because you'll have, based on where you are, this might be a bit anticlimactic, but you're going to have probably about, I would say, maybe about 16 hours before you reach the Shattered Tower.
Okay, and as a pilot, do I know how far we can drift in terms of time?
Roll an astrophysics for me.
Oh dear. 14, not too bad.
So, basically, you don't know how it works. But basically, you know that something traveling at speed through a vacuum with no external forces or friction acting upon it will technically, in theory, travel indefinitely.
Right.
So, obviously, the further away you try this, the harder it's going to be to pinpoint the exact location. So, if it's like how far away... As Damson said about 10 minutes ago, it's how, you know, the further away you throw a ball from when you're playing catch with your par, the harder it is to make it accurate. So the distance you will travel indefinitely, potentially, as long as nothing acts upon your ship. The accuracy is going to be more the issue. The further out you try and start this drift from, the harder it will be to be accurate.
And the closer we are, the more they'll notice us.
The closer you are to danger, the further you are from harm.
And does the Luciola have...
because you are very small.
Does the Luciola have certain thrusters that can't be picked up on radar, like air thrusters that you have on a...
Fire extinguisher?
Yeah. the classic.
No, it would have maneuvering thrusters, which would be quite hard to pick up on sensors, maneuvering thrusters, which are used for docking, essentially. They'd be really hard to pick up on thrusters. and you could adjust your course, but you couldn't guarantee that they'd be impossible, because to use them, you'd potentially have to boot up certain systems.
Okay, I get on the comms to the team. How far out do you think we cut the gas?
A parsec.
Yeah, in parsec, please. Oh, one parsec.
I don't know.
We want to be close enough where we can. No, that's the thing. We want to be far enough away where we can adjust our course if necessary, and we're out of range of their sensors. But we want to be close enough where we're not going to be picked up. We won't have too much time to be picked up by those sensors. Because even if we can jam their sensors, they'll know we're jamming them, I assume. So they'll know something's out there.
So about like 10 minutes outside of their sensor zone, sensor range.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Let's do that then. 10 minutes. Well, how do we quantify that? How do we know that their sensor range? Is that on the blueprint? Or
you can definitely check the blueprint, see how well. Yeah. Who wants to have a go at that?
I can check the blueprint.
Yep, go for it. Do you want to roll? It's probably going to be a mechanics to look over the blueprint.
D4. I'll give that a try instead then.
Yep, right, roll that.
Let's give it a go. Okay, that's pretty good actually. That's a 21 total.
Yeah, so you looking over the specs of their scanner systems, which were installed when it was created, you recognize these pieces. They're pretty high end, but you think you can calculate about where roughly you'd have to be about 10 minutes outside of that. So you pass that on to Pax.
Sorry, Tom, that's a 19. If that makes a difference.
No, I think it's still good enough for you to figure out roughly where you'd need to be. To leave a little bit on the safe side, you know, a few miles out.
You're trying to think of space distances, weren't you?
I know space distances. What's actually more accurate is I don't know how far radar systems or, I don't know, fucking Dradus works.
I mean, it can be whatever you want it to be, Tom.
With your imagination.
Well, apparently it can't, because I said a couple of miles and you picked up on that. So maybe it can't be whatever I want.
It was because you struggled to find the word.
The ship explodes, you all die.
Oh, the end.
Esposito.
Prim was a sleeper agent the whole time. You shouldn't have left her unattended in the engines.
She was a Cylon.
To be fair, we do know next to nothing about Prim.
Okay, so Pax, this is probably going to be one of the most important roles of the campaign.
Oh, fuck.
No pressure, mate. No pressure.
You line up the ship and you look at the calculations and you're getting to the edge of where you think the Shatter Tower may catch you on sensors if you go much further. So you err on the side of caution and start powering down the systems, leaving only the maneuvering thrusters and the cloaking device online. And you shift over to the console that controls the maneuvering thrusters, and you grab a hold of the joystick and you start to try and line up the Luciola for a long distance approach towards the Shatter Tower without making any signals on the scanners. Bearing in mind, Damson has done the calculations needed to predict exactly where the Shatter Tower will be and how it will be rotating and positioned, etc., based on the signals. Can you please roll for me a piloting maneuver?
Okay, it's been a while. Is that dex and proficiency?
It'd be a d20 plus your proficiency plus your dexterity.
And given that Damson has given me this information, is it with advantage? Or
it's not, but I've got the DC.
Okay. All right. Not bad, guys. Not bad at all. 22.
Yeah.
Nice.
Excellent.
Excellent work. You kind of surprise yourself as you line it up, and you then all of a sudden you flick the switch for the maneuvering thrusters off, and the entire ship is basked in a red light inside as emergency lighting kicks in. The only sound being generated by the entire ship is the faint hum of the cloaking systems down in the engine bay, recently installed by Henderson, ticking over with a vroom, vroom, vroom. Everything else is deathly silent. You all look at each other, left to right. Jefferson, you look over your shoulder, and opposite you, you can see Celix looking steely but nervous. Damson, you glance around, and you can just see Pax over your shoulder, silently looking out of the viewport window. Pax, you're looking dead outside. And in the dark, D4, you just feel something grab your hand as Prim holds your hand and looks at you in the darkness, looking a bit nervous, and she lets a little smile out. And you get the feeling that she feels a lot better for you being there with her. And slowly, Pax, in the viewport, you see a small ship growing bigger and bigger and bigger until you see a very familiar sight, something that you've only ever seen once before. But the look of it will never escape your memory again. And you see the shattered tower. The ship is hundreds of feet long. It is clearly not seen the ravages of battle yet. The whole ship looks pristine. Along its side are dozens of cannons pointed out into space. And there are several viewports of varying sizes scattered all around. You can see a small metallic dome on top of the ship. And at the back, you can see large thrusters pointing out into the darkness of space. Unusually, in the center of the ship, about two-thirds from the front, getting towards the back of the ship, is an aperture that runs all the way from the top to the bottom, creating a large hole that you could fly through the ship top to bottom. You're looking around, and there doesn't seem to be any other traffic in space, as the sky is filled with a dark purplish glow from background radiation of possibly a long dead nebula. And you are now very close to the shattered tower. What do you do?
All right, guys. Crunch time.
Let's get those stealth systems on.
Yep. Whose job is that?
D4?
Are they on already, or do they need switching before we boost up?
Up to you.
Yeah, definitely before the engines are popped on, so I activate the stealth systems.
Okay, the stealth systems come online, and D4, you instantly see a spike in the temperature of the readouts on the ship. You know you don't have long before this machine overheats, but if you were looking at the scanners, you would notice that nothing is showing up on any radar anywhere, as you get the feeling this cloaking device is, in the very short term, doing its job. Damson, you see some telltale signs of scanning equipment on your scanners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actively looking. It's constantly looking for threats.
Okay. Are we in range of the scanners now?
You are now coming into range of their sensors.
Okay, I want to start sensor jamming. So I need to make a computer's check versus the maneuver defense of a target within range.
Yep.
can, boy. So that is a 23.
Okay, so against their the tower's maneuver defense. 23, you say?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So you're flying in, and currently nothing seems to have changed. You do notice as you're scanning, there are one or two small dredge fighters flying around in the distance on the opposite side of the ship. But they don't seem to have taken any notice of you yet. They're doing routine patrol, looking out and scanning for threats on the other side.
Okay. So could I do a second thing then? Can I try doing improved sensors? I can use environmental data to boost the ship's targeting sensors. We'll make an astrophysics check against an opponent's maneuver defense. And on a success, the next weapon attack made by our ship using the attack maneuver is made with advantage to the roll if the attack is made before the start of your ship's next turn.
You can. You're aware that if you do this and it doesn't work out well, it may create some artifacts on their scanners, though.
Okay, I'll hold off then.
If you boot up your sensors, then that's going to send out signals that they could potentially pick up on.
Fair enough, fair enough. I'll hold off for the time being then.
Let's cruise.
I'm going to monitor the heat signature of the stealth system, and if it looks like it's going to get out of control, I'm going to see what I can do to vent it at that stage. I'm just keeping an eye on it for now.
You could just pour some water over it.
That's an option.
That's why you're not the mechanic?
I'm going to sit at the gun turret.
I like how you said that when you've already been there.
Yeah, no, just everyone was saying what they were doing, so I'm going to carry on doing it. But like I've only just started.
With a newfound zeal and pizzazz. Okay, Pax. Or anyone else but Pax.
Don't. I have to make another roll, don't I?
Well, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to stay the course, keep cruising, and if there's an issue from, then I'm sure Danson on the default will tell me. There's an aperture, right? Is that what we're aiming towards, or is there a particular...
I don't know what you're aiming towards.
I say to Danson and default and Jefferson, keep him involved.
Make him feel necessary.
I mean, I'm the one that remembers where we were aiming for.
Where are we aiming for, Jefferson?
There's a mid-deck docking port that is sort of hidden.
Right, can I see that yet?
Based on what Rosetti said, you know that that is within the aperture.
So I'm aiming for the aperture. Okay, cool. And as it stands, the ship, is it going towards the aperture?
Yep. Yeah. You can sort of just about steer that in with another quick piloting roll.
Okay.
Tom, the blueprints that we had, are they like a digital copy or a physical copy?
You downloaded some from the sim, didn't you? So I mean, I don't know if you ever printed them off. It's kind of up to you. But yeah, Jefferson managed to look them up on the sim, if I remember rightly. But Rosetti sent them over digitally from Baltrine as well.
In that case, would I be able to like do a computer's check to patch those onto like a heads up display for so he can see like on blueprints wise where he's trying to aim for?
I don't think that the Luciola has. I mean, you did have a heads up, didn't you? Sell it?
I don't know.
Yes, did I we? Sold my hood.
I think that'd be a great idea if he still had a heads up.
Fair enough.
But yeah, last episode, I think Pax sold it for a robot arm.
I mean, bionic arm definitely takes the biscuit.
I love how you don't use that heads-up display once, and then as soon as you sell it, you find a use for it.
So I need to do another pilot maneuver.
Another piloting maneuver, yeah.
Okay, guys. Would you say that this one is as important as the last one?
It kind of depends.
Well, I rolled a 2, so 8.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you engage the maneuvering thrusters again, and you kind of point the Luciola down towards the aperture. And Damson, you hear a beep off the computer as something may have locked into your general direction.
Can I do a quick scan to see what's locked onto us?
I don't think it would take much for you to figure out that the dredge starfighters circling the you're almost too close now for the Shatter Tower itself to lock onto you, but the
cool.
the two starfighters circling around running patrols, they definitely could potentially pick you up. Can you run another computers check to see if to continue your scanning?
That is a 22, non-natural.
So you sense on the computer, you see various energy levels spiking, and you can tell the two starfighters circling the Shatter Tower have begun an active scan of the area. You quickly start typing in code and redirecting the Luciola's jamming systems over in their direction, and you get the feeling that you may have bought yourself a couple of minutes. Cool. One thing that you do know, though, is that they will know that there is something interfering with their sensors. They just may know what. So they, on the scanners that you can see both of them turning in your general direction.
Okay. So I'm going to get on the comms and say, guys, I'm still jamming the systems of the fighters, but they know that there's something here. Just Pax, keep an eye out. Stay the course for now. I'm going to try and get us the jump on them. And I'm going to try the improved sensors thing, but on those ships.
Okay.
So if this works, our next attack made on by us will have advantage against them. So that's for Jefferson and Celix on the guns. Okay, so that is a 26 non-natural. Jesus Christ, this 9 in computers is the one.
okay, and they contest that with their defense. Ooh, they've rolled well. Okay, you turn your sensors towards the starfight and analyze their ships. And your targeting computer locks onto them quite well. You feed the information down to Celix and Jefferson, who both get notifications on their targeting computers as to where to target those ships should they need to pull the trigger.
Cool.
So,
whilst Damson's doing that, I'm going to perform a power boost move as well.
Okay.
To see if I can give a bonus to the next maneuver roll. So it's a DC 14 mechanics check.
Yep.
And that's a 19.
You divert the non-essential systems, which all the non-essential systems that you've powered down, you redirect their power to the other maneuverability systems and the thrusters, which should help Pax with his next maneuver, trying to latch the Luciola onto the side of the Shattered Tower.
Fabulous. And the bonus for that is I rolled a 2, so that's a 6 in total to your next maneuver roll, Pax.
Brilliant. Okay.
Love that.
Pax, as you are cannoning sideways into the aperture quite unskillfully, you see a small message appear on the terminal in front of you. And it just comes up in encrypted text that says, "Good evening. This is Remus. Just in the neighborhood doing some shopping. Is there anything you want?"
Okay, I'm going to relay this to the rest of the group via comms. It's possibly some kind of code to get into the tower.
Pax, that's Korchev.
A what?
Remus Korchev.
Oh. Gorbachev. Ah. What should I reply to him?
The answer's... wait a bit.
Yeah, hold steady. We're still browsing.
Hold steady. We're still browsing. I type in and send back.
There's no point in them coming in now and fighting an indestructible ship.
From fax.
You get a quick message back saying, "Received. I'll be in the vegetable aisle if you need me.
I like that guy. I say to myself and nobody else.
I think Damson hears you. He's just next to you. You are in the aperture. You're lowering the Luciola down, and you see on the mid-deck a small airlock that is unguarded. Below you, you see a large door, a hangar bay door, that leads into a very large warehouse full of starfighters. You are about 20 feet above that, and there is a small airlock about the size of a 5-foot door just on the opposite side of the hangar.
Right. No pressure then. So, hold on. Just to confirm, we're going through the hangar to the 5-foot airlock, or there's another airlock that is nearby? Did you say?
I mean, once you're in the hangar, you're in the ship.
Right.
The hangar door is currently open. But again, there's that, and then above it is a small, very nondescript airlock that you probably would have struggled to see if you weren't looking for it.
And that's on the outside of the ship.
As airlocks tend to be, yeah.
Yes. Still in character here, of course.
Might be best if we go for the airlock. Because, I mean,
yeah.
if we dock with the airlock, then we'll be close enough to the Shatter Tower where the fighters probably couldn't shoot at us without risking damaging the main ship. Whereas if we go into the hangar, and if it's open to the atmosphere, that means the fighters can get to us from the outside, and any kind of internal like defenses can get the ship from the inside as well. So if we're leaving Seelix on the ship, she'll be fighting on two fronts. Whereas if we're attached to the Shattered Tower, then she can take pot shots at the fighters, and nothing can kind of get out and at the ship.
Like it. Okay. So I'm going to make for the airlock.
Okay. This would usually be quite a simple maneuver, but you're just trying to do it so delicately and without raising any suspicion. So what, do you want to roll one last piloting maneuver for me?
Okay. All right. And I add 6 to this as well, huh?
Yep, that's what D4's giving you.
31.
It's not enough. The Shattered Tower's cannons turn on. You deftly spin the Luciola around and line up the airlock with the Shattered Tower. And thanks to the wonders of universal design, the airlocks match up perfectly. There is...
Sorry, I was on mute. I did laugh at that.
Yes, so did I. Sorry. Yeah, this is the problem with mute.
I mean, thanks, guys. Thanks. I mean, maybe we just laugh now and we...
Yeah.
That's enough of that.
And you hear a noise as the air pressure equalizes and a vacuum is created around this airlock, leaving you attached and achieving atmospheric pressure with the Shattered Tower. Seelix looks around and says, I'm not going to lie, I feel a bit exposed here, so please, whatever you're going to do, don't make me wait on the ship any longer than you have to.
I think it might be a good idea to, like, just be on the inside of the Shattered Tower.
Why can't you just come with us? And then problems go wrong. if things go wrong, then we can just go and steal the ship.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, come with us, Felix.
At least we're all in this shit together.
Yeah, fuck it. Come along.
Okay, yeah, fine with me. She looks like, just wait one second. And she just nips back into her bunk. And she comes out holding a extremely aggressive, worn-looking heavy rifle.
Is that Vera? Oh, does anyone get it?
No.
It, Ah, I mean, unless it's a fucking...
Is that a Firefly reference?
It is.
Yeah, it's, yeah it is.
I thought it might be.
Damn, it's time for a rewatch, clearly.
Yeah, it's a Baldwin reference, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, Celix holds up this extremely aggressive-looking heavy rifle, which has got several custom modifications on it. And you're looking down the side, you see at least 30 tally notches carved into it along the barrel.
Damn, Celix, you're crazy.
It's been a while, but thought I'd dust the old girl off.
I like your style, Celix. If you can get more kills than me, I'll give you 20 cubels, because that's all I've got left.
Please, I was killing people in Baghdad before you were in your dad's bag. She cocks it and walks off.
How long does the war in Iraq go on for? What are we going to have Celix doing, though? Is she just going to be, like, sort of on the inside of the airlock, like defending the exit?
No, she's coming with us.
Okay, cool. In that case, I'm going to give Celix one of my breaching charges.
Okay, cool.
Just and just talk to her about, like, how we're intending to use them, and then...
Wait, you trust her more than me?
Yes. Yes, I don't see how that was unclear.